19 to 5, the agenda setter, Brad Hardy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. Great to be with you, mate. Only the 6 games again this weekend, and the teams are in. No changes tonight up there at the SCG. The Bulldogs did a little bit of a, what they call a captain's walk today on the ground. Had to get off the ground, mate. Pelted down with rain. Absolutely pelted down. They've had 2 months' rain in 48 hours up there in Sydney, so it's going to be a little wet and slippery.
Will it hold off for tonight, or is it going to be bucketing down?
Well, I think it'll be a little bit more intermittent tonight, so that's good. So, looking forward to the game. And
what's your tip?
The Bulldogs.
I thought so. I didn't really need to ask you.
Everyone's punting on the Swans. I don't know why, because, you know, Jack's back in. That's good. But he hasn't played for a while. And, you know, they're not the wet, slippery conditions. And they're all saying, oh, the Swans are such a good contested ball team. Well, what are the Bulldogs? I'm not sure. They're not an outside, you know, Hawthorn of kick and catch. They love it hard. So, yeah, good value to the Dogs tonight, mate.
All right, and some of the changes for round 12 for our team, for the Dockers and the Eagles.
Yeah, well, the Eagles got the bye, of course, so they're happy. So they won't have a loss, so they've got to try and regroup for next week against Geelong. But just running through some of the teams, some of the noted ones, again, Hawthorn again, they've lost patience with Ty Vickery. He's out again, mate. Callum Archie, the boy from South Fremantle, he's playing for the Suns in place of Jared Harbrow, who had a drink with his mum on the weekend. And congratulations to Brandon Matieri, who plays his 100th game for the Suns on the weekend. He is gettable, and the Eagles should have a bit of a look at him, I reckon. So that's okay. Now, looking at the Lions and Fremantle, Tommy Rockliffe is back in for the Lions, which is good news for them. And Fremantle, Sheridan, Collins and Brennan Cox are in. Ed Langdon with his knee, Matty Taba and Ethan Hughes have both been omitted. And I just had a little bit of a look down there, and the emergencies for Fremantle includes Sean Darcy. So they usually take one or two on the trip.
You thought that might be the case earlier this week.
Well, I don't know whether they've left this afternoon or are about to leave. I haven't checked the airlines, but we'll have to wait and see. But I'm just having a look through the team for Fremantle. They've got John O'Griffin named as the first ruck, but there's no backup. I don't see really a backup. I mean, Michael Johnson's done it before. But, you know, the new boy, Sam Collins, comes in. He could be a defender, so that might release Michael Johnson. And Brendan Cox can also play in the back half and forward half. So I don't know if they'd be testing him out as a ruckman against Stephen Martin first up. So we'll just have to wait, watch this space on that one, my friend.
And
so,
if Brendan Cox plays, that will be his debut.
Yes, that's correct. So, he's getting a bit of a chance there. So good luck to the young man. And, hopefully Fremantle can lock the 4 points away. They should be able to. They've got the class.
Mm.
And we'll talk about this more tomorrow night. But they've certainly got the class, of, you know, led by Fife and Mundy and Neil. They should have enough, and the two Hill brothers. You should have enough to get past Brisbane on the weekend, my friend.
Beautiful. Now, I was reading in the paper today something about Jack Darling, and I thought, Brad, you told me about this on Tuesday.
Yeah. We left his name out purposely, but that's okay. Yeah, congratulations to Jack and his partner. We, you know, there's no malice from our point of view, and certainly my point of view. Anything to do with family and beyond that is fantastic, so I hope everything goes well, because I think it might have come a little bit sooner than expected, but... Yeah, he was the man we were talking about that on Friday went all the way up to Brisbane, bought a ticket. He wanted to fly home for the birth of his child, and unfortunately got the call. Well, not unfortunately, fortunately he got the call, and everything was okay. Baby had arrived, and so he got back in the car and back down to the Gold Coast to play on the weekend. So, so we were across that, mate, well before a lot of others.
Yeah, beautiful timing with the bye. We will talk to you, agenda setter, once again tomorrow and get all of your tips for the rest of round 12. Brad, enjoy your Thursday evening.
Can you do a sun dance in England?
I'll try.
Can we get more than a partial game?
Yeah, I know.
Is there any chance of that?
Well, what about the Packies? They beat South Africa.
I know. That's incredible, mate. I'll do my very best, mate. I'll go out there now and see if I can do a sun dance package.